Hello and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. On this episode, we're going to be covering all of the announcements from the Square Enix and Gearbox presentations. First up is the biggest announcements coming from Square Enix. This comes from Jeff Ramos at Polygon. We got Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy announced. Years after Eidos Montreal's Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy game was leaked in 2017, the Deus Ex developer is finally ready to show it off. Publisher Square Enix announced Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, a single-player, third-person adventure game made in partnership with Marvel. The game will launch on October 26th. Square Enix also posted a developer featurette that detailed how teams from Eidos Montreal, Marvel, and Square Enix worked together to create Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Next up, we got Marvel's Avengers War for Wakanda. There's a new expansion coming to the game in August, starring Black Panther and adding the Wakanda biome. We got a pretty lengthy trailer for it. Following that, we got Babylon's Fall. 3 years after its initial announcement, Babylon's Fall got a new trailer with more details during Square Enix's E3 2021 press conference. This action RPG can be played alone or with up to four players. The game's latest trailer also revealed the live service aspects of the title, as well as a call to sign up for a closed beta. Then we got Life is Strange updates. We got a look at the Life is Strange Remastered Collection, which will include both Life is Strange and Before the Storm. Life is Strange True Colors developer Deck 9 also revealed more information about the game's empathy mechanic in a presentation during publisher Square Enix presentation on Sunday. The next Life is Strange game is scheduled to be released on September 10th. Then we got Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. Ninja Gaiden and Neo developer Team Ninja are making a new Final Fantasy spin-off game for Square Enix. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin will come to PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows PC, Xbox One, and Series X in 2022. A trial version of the game will be available on PS5 starting today through June 24th. Overall, Square Enix had a nice little presentation. The highlight for me is definitely Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm really excited that that game is a single-player narrative experience. It's not going to be a live-service co-op game similar to Marvel's Avengers, and it's coming in pretty short notice. It's coming this fall, so I'm really excited to check that one out in a few months. But overall, Square Enix did a pretty good job from my eyes. Next up, we're going to look at some highlights from Gearbox's short presentation that they had on Saturday. This comes from IGN. Godfall is getting cross-gen play and launching for the PS4 on August 10th. The PS4 version of Godfall also comes with a free PS5 upgrade. A Fire and Darkness expansion was announced alongside an upcoming Lightbringer update, which will allow players to earn cursed loot and fashionable new armor. The developers behind Tribes of Midgard walked us through what to expect from Tribes of Midgard due to launch on July 27th of this year. We also got confirmation that Homeworld 3 is in production. And we got a little update on Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, a new trailer with some behind the scenes confirmed that we could fight wyverns in the game, but not much else was shown. And it was wrapped up with Randy Pitchford talking to Kevin Hart on the set of the Borderlands movie, but nothing else really was shown from the film that we haven't seen already. Overall, really short Gearbox conference. I don't think it was quite necessary for them to do it. We had gotten most of these announcements beforehand, or they could have just been spread out to the other places like Tiny Tina's Wonderlands are. I really wish we had gotten a deeper look at that game in particular. That's the one I'm most excited for. It's coming out early next year, so you would think they would show a little bit more of it. But hey, maybe they're doing that later this summer at Gamescom or something. On top of this, we got presentations from the PC Gaming Show, Guerrilla Collective, Upload VR, and Devolver, who kept with tradition in bringing the weirdest presentation to the table, so that's definitely worth a watch. I'll have links to roundups for all of those in the podcast description. There's some really exciting-looking smaller titles in there. We just weren't able to cover it in dedicated episodes of this show. We've still got Nintendo Direct coming on Tuesday morning, and that episode will go live sometime Tuesday afternoon covering all of the announcements, so stay tuned to the feed for that. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.